97.1 Free FM.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
You see how I contribute as we come back from commercial? I said, and you talk.
Hey, is that the new station slogan?
That's what we're switching to.
Let's hear it.
All right, here, let me get it for you
again. Right on.
All right, station's trying some, what are they called, tags? Or
these are called rejoins.
Rejoins.
97.1 Free FM.
I like it.
Actually, they have a couple of these. Let me
sounds
play the
familiar,
other one.
Though.
It's Mariah, right?
Yeah. Sounds beautiful.
Wow.
But it does sound familiar. Like I've heard it.
It's either
stations.
Mariah or Nancy Wilson.
Hmm. Yeah, and here's the one for our other branding.
97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
I like that one. It's not too wordy.
Oh, man. That's that K-Fed phrasing. Just perfect.
All right. Gina Grad is with us sitting in here. That must mean news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
It's so nice to see Arsenio again today.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Gina Hall. That has a nice ring to it.
Gina Hall.
It's not bad, right?
People aren't nice to me at home. When I come here, I don't know how to act, you know? I mean, everybody's so sweet. You know, you mentioned my name in these little things.
Gina Hall.
Gina Hall. Yeah. It rolls off the tongue.
Wow. Have you thought about that?
You know, if she'll get her ears pierced, we can do this.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Just her ears?
Tim, you freak.
Arsenio?
You're a big freak.
I will have whatever you want me to get pierced on live on the air if it would mean I would have a chance to be a woman.
Well, now.
Look at you.
Right now.
We got to do some webcam kind of connection when we do this.
Get a fork in here, will you?
I think we have a bunch in the kitchen.
Or a plastic knife. Gina's going to start shredding her body up.
You're into cutters, right, Arsenio?
Oh, please don't remind me right
but
now.
This, you know what? You're a very clean guy, and this one will destroy your place. She's a pack rat.
Really?
I'm a hoarder.
Yeah.
According to Tim.
Well.
Hoarder.
Well, can you maybe come live with me but keep your apartment for storage?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'll pay for it.
Well, isn't that what Chris Rock says? If he has a mistress, he'll pay for her apartment. You won't get her a new one, but he'll pay for the one she's in now. But hey, Chris, no upgrade.
Chris is so funny. Chris is doing some new stuff for his HBO special that he's going to shoot in the fall. And he's talking about gas like we used to talk about drinks. You know how you buy a girl a drink in a club?
Right.
And he's walking up to chicks in the club saying, buy you some unleaded. Some very funny stuff about, you know, come on, let me buy you some premium. I get your whole tank if you go to bed with me. He's got some great stuff. When Chris comes to your town, if you're listening on the computer, or when he comes back to L.A. or Vegas soon, I'm taking you when he goes to Vegas, Tim.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's going to do
Let's
Vegas,
go.
And he's going to shoot it, and he's going to shoot his concert in London and America and cut them together with the
cool.
same jokes.
Oh,
so it's going to be an interesting special.
All right, I'd like to go see that. When is that going to happen? You know,
the Vegas one is September. I'll give you plenty of warning so you can lie to your wife, and we'll have a good time. We're going to do this.
All right.
We're taking Gina with us.
All right, Gina go with
us.
Wait, and guess who else we're going to take?
Randy Wang.
Man, I can't party without my Wang.
Oh, I can't wait,
dude. I can.
I can't party
but
without
I'm
my
teach
Wang.
I'm going to party with it, though.
Wouldn't you like to party with my Wang? All right. And by the way, that is a big Wang.
Okay. You know it.
Well,
it's
a whole lot of Wang.
What do you weigh?
I weigh, right now, I'm down to 260.
And what were you, 275 when you started Shape Fitness?
I was 278 when I started
Jesus
Shape
Christ.
Fitness.
What's the rule of thumb? Does the penis get larger when the man gets larger? Is that the thing? Like
no, it gets much smaller.
Oh.
Because
oh.
the fat kind of...
Your mic is on.
I'm serious. It gets much smaller because the fat kind of envelops it.
Dude, your microphone's on, man.
Wait, we're on the air right now?
We absolutely are.
How about
that girl
guy?
You took out last week, she's listening.
How about that guy admitting that his wiener's gone?
Not only admitting it, but admitting that his wiener got smaller. Used to be bigger.
Yeah.
Could have had a larger one, but I covered it up.
Oh,
I covered it up with parquet. Cholesterol.
All right, Gina Grant, what's in the news, baby?
Oh, so much going on.
What do we got?
First, Goodwill ambassador and movie star Angelina Jolie is expecting twins with actor Brad Pitt.
Hey.
The actress let the folks over at Access Hollywood know exactly why she loves being pregnant so much, and we have some audio of that.
All right. Angelina Jolie's pregnant with twins.
I mean, I'm like most women. I love being pregnant. It just reminds you of all those things. You just feel more like a woman than you've ever felt. You just feel like everything about your body is there for your baby.
I think I'm pregnant, and I think I'm carrying low.
How about that for an observation, though? Being pregnant makes you feel like a woman. Ah, interesting.
She's a bright girl.
Yeah. So doing something that only women can do makes you feel womanly, I guess.
Tim, I agree, by the way.
Thank you.
I can't wait to be pregnant.
When are you going to get pregnant?
Arsenio?
Let's talk about that and then talk to Tim.
Okay.
I think we should talk privately first.
Okay.
Now, is Gina your type?
I don't think so.
Why would you say that? That's interesting. Why would you say that?
I think I'm a little too much woman for Arsenio.
Too much?
Yeah.
Wow. You mean attitude-wise?
No.
See, now I have to take off my headset. We have to end the show.
Uh-oh.
And I have to go prove that she's not too much woman for me.
You don't think
she means intellectually.
No, I don't.
That's a huge bitch.
Hey.
What do you think? He's looking for
I'm
taller?
I'm a huge bitch.
Are you a bitch?
No. I think that he probably likes some waify. Like, he probably likes like a Laker girl, like compact.
Like a spinner?
I didn't know if we could say that, but yes, exactly.
It was a group, so I'm sure we can use the word. You know, there were six spinners, five spinners. Huh?
Yeah, that vibe.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Is that true? Well, how tall are you?
I like
your
a real woman, man. You have to understand, I'm a black man. And
is that right?
Well, this is radio. You can't see me. But black men like curves. We like nice, curvy. Thick,
voluptuous
spinners. Voluptuous. See, I hear the spinners in the background, man. You know it.
Full figured.
We love. You know, we don't like the Kate Moss type. You know, Hispanic men, black men, Italian men. We want a woman we can feel. Spinners coming at you. 97.1 3 FM. Arsenio and Tim, kicking it. Go spinners.
That's awesome, dude.
What do you call
that?
Hitting the post. Yeah. Your dad does that well, Gina.
Oh, he does. Yeah, he does. He's very good at that.
Did you know she's second generation radio genius?
Yeah, little Steve Brad doing sports. All right, what else in the news, baby? What else you got?
The race for the presidency is going strong, with more and more people stepping up to voice their endorsements. And the most recent backing has come from former presidential candidate John Edwards, who has come out publicly in favor of Barack Obama. And yes, indeed. We have audio of his latest press conference voicing his support.
Oh, I can't stand this guy, John Edwards.
Why?
I like Obama, but I can't stand this dude, John Edwards.
Would you like to see him as a vice president?
No, I just don't like the, I don't like his
hair.
I don't know, there's something about anybody from the South, no matter how bright you are, it just doesn't sound great. I don't like that accent.
There is one man that knows how to create the change, the lasting change that you have to build from the ground up. There is one man.
Amen.
Who knows in his heart that it is time to create one America,
yes,
not two. And that man,
yes,
is Barack Obama.
Preach! Preach, Reverend Edwards, preach!
Yeah, I'm not into that dude.
Really?
Well, you know, his wife was diagnosed with terminal cancer.
That alone is reason to love him.
And the guy kept running for president. That is odd.
Wow, that's kind of that strange Dukakis area where if you take the wrong attitude towards your wife, America will turn on you.
Yeah,
you know?
And then he also was on 2020 and he said, you know, my kids, who are, I think they were 6 and 8 at the time, you know, we told them about mom's cancer and dad's still running for president and these baby birds have to learn how to fly.
Listen, they are still baby birds.
Hold on one sec, dude. We'll set it up. But we got till 11 o'clock here. I don't know why you keep rushing this.
He engineers
crap.
His ass off, don't he? He don't mess around.
Christ, man.
He's like the Michael Jordan of engineering. Hit the hole, quick!
God damn. You got 2 hours to kill here, dude. Anyway, he was on 2020 and had this to say about his kids.
They are still baby birds. But
they got to start learning to fly.
But
they're not ready to fly on their own yet, but they got to start learning.
They're like 6 and 8. They got to learn how to fly on their own. Absolutely. Yeah, why don't they have jobs?
Wow.
Don't they pay for their own insurance, their own health insurance? What's wrong with these leeches?
And it didn't sound loving. It sounded like Miles Davis said it.
Yeah. Well, he said he's a lawyer. Listen to it again. Here we go.
They are still baby birds. But
they got to start learning to fly.
But
they aren't ready to fly on their own yet, but they got to start learning.
Let them little crumbs let us fly.
This guy hates his wife and his kids. Hates everybody. But he likes Barack Obama. Loves Edward, Barack Obama,
so,
man.
Here so I'm guessing you would rather see like a Wesley Clark, like a general as the vice president.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'd like to see Colin Powell as vice president.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a great ticket.
Yeah.
I'd vote for that ticket.
Because then the conservatives would love that ticket.
Yeah.
I say Colin Powell or Oprah's friend Gail. Because they owe
or
Oprah
Stedman.
Big. Oh, Stedman, because he ain't got nothing to do.
Yeah.
Especially while Gail and Oprah are doing
it. You know, if he did pick Oprah, that would be a winning ticket. You don't think so?
Wow. A lot of people were upset that she got involved in politics even. I don't know if...
I don't know. All right. Here's Saeed.
He's in the building!
You get a president.
That's how she can introduce Barack at every speech.
He's in the building!
Do you know who she was saying that about?
Who? Tom Cruise?
Yeah, Tom Cruise. But, I mean, look how much Tom Cruise in the last three... Is it 3 years? That was from 2005?
3 years.
In the last 3 years, look how much he's fallen out of favor. Where 3 years ago, this is how excited the chicks were to hear from him.
He's in the building!
He's almost like a Beatle. And now it's like Tom Cruise is on tonight.
I think it just shows how powerful Brooke Shields is.
Yeah. All right. John Edwards voting for Barack Obama. And by the way, you know, John Edwards, not a dangerous endorsement. In middle of May. He should have done this back in January.
No, but the timing coming after West Virginia was what made it masterful. I mean, I totally forgot about what happened last night because John upstaged him. And you see how they did it? I mean, Obama's on stage. There are like 20,000 people in a room. And then he introduces him like Steve Harvey would introduce you. It's like Obama actually said, put your hands together for John Edwards. He actually did that. And John Edwards came down the area that Chris Brown comes down when he enters the stage. And it was very exciting. And all of a sudden, I forgot about the Hicks last night that really disappointed me in West Virginia.
Yeah, well, you know, the reason why Edwards and John Kerry are so pissed, because in the last election when they were running against George Bush, the Clintons did nothing to help them.
Right.
Nothing.
See, I don't think people realize how many enemies that Clinton dynasty has created. And right now, I think everybody's coming home to roost.
Yeah. All right. Anything else in the news there, Gina Gray?
Yes. Well, with the war in Iraq still going on, the president wants to make sure he is doing his part to support the troops as they risk their lives on the other side of the world. And in a press conference recently, he assured the American public that he is, in fact, doing his part to support the soldiers. We have some audio of exactly how President Bush is showing his solidarity.
All right. With the troops.
Yeah, really is. I don't want some mom whose son may have recently died to see the commander-in-chief playing golf. I feel I owe it to the families to be as, you know, to be in solidarity as best as I can with them. And I think, you know, playing golf during a war, it just sends the wrong signal.
Wow, look at that. He quit his golf game for the war. Look at you. What a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else in the news there, Gina Gray?
Yes. Well, with many Americans experiencing extreme debt right now, people are taking extreme measures to sort of tighten their belt straps to save a little money. And I have some quick statistics for you that you might find fascinating
and scary.
Let's
go with those stats.
The total U.S. consumer debt reached $2.46 trillion in June of 2007. And it was upwards of $2.3 in 2006. 8.3% of households owe $9,000 or more on credit cards. 1 in 6 families with credit cards pay only the minimum due every month. And finally, at least 1 in 10 consumers have more than 10 credit cards in their wallet.
Are you kidding me?
10.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah.
Is that right? That's how many do you have?
I have one that's been frozen.
I have 2 in the refrigerator also.
Wait, you've been frozen out?
Yeah. I'm on a program.
How much do you owe?
Well, let me just first say that I've had this card since I was 18.
Oh,
and bravo. So I think we topped it off at around 20,000.
Are you 20
grand on it?
Yeah.
Are you on a pay program?
Yeah.
How much you pay a month?
300.
Are you kidding me?
No, but the APR went from something like 22% to like 2%. So how could I say no?
Well, that's
Tim, two things. First of all, I'd like to know what kind of stuff you buy Because this sounds like you have the problem, like
nothing.
They talk about on the talk shows.
No, Tim, yeah, help me. This put me through college, basically, and to two trips overseas for school.
Yeah.
Plane tickets, you know, travel expenses, rent, textbooks, weed, everything.
Mime classes.
The other thing I wanted to say, Tim, is before I get involved,
everything.
Before I get involved with Gina romantically, see, this is
you
also
you want to see your credit score?
Yeah, people need to do that before they get into relationships. Man, you find out that you're going along for a horrific ride.
No. My credit's actually cool.
Really?
Yeah, it's cool. I've worked very, very hard to keep that credit score cool.
But if I really love you at the top of our relationship, I really should give you 20 grand and get rid of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the interest. And,
you could write
you know,
a check for 20 grand.
Hey.
And I promise.
With those breasts?
Yeah.
20 grand. I give a blank check.
And I promise, unlike those ingrates, you'll hear from me.
Ooh.
You will.
You don't have to say thank you. I don't need that.
And hear from me, and hear from me, and hear from me again.
Right on.
All right. Gina Grad in the news, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Or maybe Arsenio Grad.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll fill it with words.
Arsenio Grad, look at that.
Oh, man. Like a screen door, Tim.
All right, folks.
Tim, like a screen door. I'll slam it.
Oh, I thought you were going to, like, shoot a water gun through it.
You're looking at me like, what Ebonics must I learn now? You know, screen
like
door,
a
baby.
Screen door, man. I'm going to slam it. All right, folks, there are a lot of people in tremendous debt here in Southern California. When we come back, we'll have a guy that can help you out. His name is Harvey Warren, and he runs that Hope Financial, and this guy knows all the ins and outs of how to get your asses out of debt.
Tim, you know, no, Lord. You know what this is, Tim?
Yeah.
Gap Band, baby.
Yeah.
You know what they dropped on him, Tim?
Let's do it.
Drop the bomb on me. 97.1 Free FM.
All right, gang, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.